Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, good morning, good day, good lunchtime. It's Belinda Foster, Geralyn Johnson. It is, gosh, Geralyn, is it the 18th already of February, and it's Testimonial Tuesday. How are you today, girl?
I'm well. How are you? I am well.
I'm good. You're out there in snowy Colorado, and I'm sitting in some rain, but really pleasant spring temperatures here in South Carolina, and I'm just excited to have everybody who's gotten on the phone today, and I want to encourage people to press one and get in that queue, don't you think? We got to hear from them.
Absolutely. So we just want, you know, people to make when they give your testimonial, what, you give your name, where you're from, and a very, very compliant personal testimonial. So no third party, which would be a spouse or child, and no animals other than horses. So is there anything else you'd like to add on that?
No, that's right. Just keep it simple and short and sweet so we can get more callers on the line. And just like Geralyn said, no mention of disease names that are common in the medical field, no mention of drug names or use of the words pain or cure to treatment. We just don't say all that because it's not necessary. It's just easier to say, hey, I was achy all over or I couldn't do this or things I love and now I can. I didn't feel good before a Beamer, and now I feel great. Right?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I mean, it's true. It's true. Let's see. You know, we all have a new testimonial, it seems, every week with Beamer. So today, mine is sitting here at my desk because I have a day full of webinars and meetings and a lot of computer work to do. So I'm sitting on my wonderful B-Sit. I can't wait till they're on back order, but I can't wait till they're back because I've had quite a few people recently ask me about those. And I love mine. I use it all the time for travel, but today I feel really good. Normally I can get a little achy, you know, from sitting at my desk too long. I almost have to set an alarm clock to make myself get up because I'll get involved in a project or something. I'm, you know, just meetings. And I don't know about you, Geralyn, but I really love my B-Sit.
Oh, yeah. I love it. It's always in the car on the seat. So, yeah, love it, love it.
Yeah, mine's been sitting in my car. And today I'm like, why is it still sitting in my car when I've been not traveling this week? So I finally brought it up to my office. But I absolutely love it. So what else we got going on? Any quick announcements we want to make? I see we do have one caller in that has pressed one. And just a reminder for everybody who's listening, we would love for you to press one. And don't be shy. I mean, we're your friends. Everybody knows this. We all are here to network and share. And just don't be shy. Press one and get placed in the queue. But as far as meetings, we do have a national meeting for everyone to listen in on tomorrow, and I believe that's at what time is it? 9 p.m. I'd have to Eastern. Is that right, Geralyn?
And I am going to have to look that. Okay, hold on. I'll look on my phone because it's always been there.
I just pulled that up too.
That's my problem.
oh, I know. We always have to adjust the time frame.
7
all the
p.m.
Time
so it's,
zones.
Yeah. 9 p.m. I think.
That's
it's
right.
7 p.m. Yeah, Mountain. Yep.
That's correct. I just pulled mine up too. It is Wednesday, February 19th, 9 p.m. Eastern. Just make those time zone adjustments for wherever you are. And remember, this is a really important call. We are encouraging everyone not to miss this call. You should have received an important alert saying important information. And we're going to hear from our CEO, Albert Bosch. So please don't miss that call. And the way that you can get on that call is by going to BeamerMeetings.com, BeamerMeetings.com. And you can also dial in if you want to do that. That number is 929-200-9999. Again, 929-205-6099. So just go look in your office, your back office emails, and you will see that information there. All right. Should we open up a line?
Absolutely. That sounds great.
Okay.
Let's do that.
All right. So as we're opening up this line, just remember to be compliant, no disease names, kind of keep it, kind of not too long. And we love to hear from you always. It's such a pleasure. So 704-957, thank you for calling in today, and you're live on the air.
Good afternoon, I should say. Good morning to you in Colorado. This is Ginger Leppard from Charlotte, and I have just become a distributor almost a month ago, and very excited, but I discovered Beamer through Peg Casey, my mentor, and she saw me at an event and said, I can help you. And I went in, and this was post-knee replacement surgery. I had a lot of inflammation, and we just wished we had taken a before picture because the swelling reduced tremendously. Subsequently, I had another knee replacement surgery just in December. I had tremendous bruising with this one, and I rented a Beamer from Peg, and my bruising looked like I had been in a car accident. And within, I want to say, 4 or 5 days, doing the Beamer twice a day, it was completely dissipated. So that prompted me to say, what am I going to do to get one? So Peg helped me, and here I am, really excited. I'm helping one friend now and looking to help others.
Wow, Ginger, you know what? I love me some Peg Casey. In fact, I don't know if you're going to be in Charlotte at the Academy or the guest night, but I'll be there. And I think Peg Casey just does such a wonderful job. She and Mark Gillowitz there in Charlotte. And I loved your testimony. That has to be a pretty serious decision of getting knee replacement. And then again, I guess if you don't, it's also there's a cost to not making a decision, right? And so you did what you needed to do. And thank goodness that the Beamer showed up in your life, because can you imagine not having that and having to go through that recovery the hard way without the blood flow?
Yes, and I will be there at the Academy this weekend, so I'm really excited about that. But yes, I'm so grateful that Peg said I can help, because that truly made the difference.
I love your story, wow. And you did such a beautiful testimonial, didn't she, Geraldine? I mean, that's just exactly what we like to hear.
Yeah, that's awesome. My mom had a knee replacement, too, and can't really talk about her results, but she was on the Beamer before and after, and the doctor was kind of like, what are you doing? So, and then she was 85 when she got that. So, yeah, it's amazing. And,
wow.
It's fun to watch. Yeah.
Oh, yes, great. Really what we all live for, you know, when we think about why we do what we do, because you would think we're kind of a crazy bunch. We're just out here. Peg and I were talking this morning and laughing how sometimes people probably feel like running, like there's that Beamer lady again. That's all she talks about, Beamer, 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 Beamer. And like we can't help ourselves if people only knew how great we feel and why we feel so passionate about sharing. And I can just tell that you're going to be a wonderful ambassador with Beamer. Ginger, I look forward to meeting you this weekend and having such a great time. And thank you so much for calling in today. We really, truly appreciate it.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, Geraldine, that was that was really neat, because I'll tell you what, mobility is a big deal. I talk about that a lot to everybody I know. Isn't it interesting how when we're in our 20s and 30s and maybe even 40s, we just don't even consider those things happening where now we're struggling with mobility? And I don't know about you, but are you seeing more hip and knee replacements than ever before?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, people are doing, they do the same sport over and over whenever you do that repetition, you know, swimming with the shoulders, or, you know, you're on a bike, you got, usually you'll have hip stuff, skiing, knees, and all those different back issues. Yeah, just all that repetitive motion that people do all the time kind of exacerbates everything, and it's not necessarily good for the body, but people are out there exercising and moving around. So, yeah, looks like we have somebody else too. Okay.
Nice. So 813, we're going to unmute your line, and that's 813-482. And remember, keep this compliant, and welcome to the call today.
Well, hello. Can you guys hear me okay? Hello? You
yep.
can hear
yeah,
me, right?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Absolutely.
Carolyn, mm-hmm. This is Jill Sheridan Leatherberry from Scottsdale.
Hey.
I just couldn't resist. Hey. I couldn't resist.
I know you.
I know. I know. It's like, I know you. I knew you. I have a new testimonial. So I thought, well, nobody's in the queue, so I'll call it in. I became a dive master last Halloween, and I kind of use that in my testimonials because it makes me amazing. The older our age goes, but the younger our body goes with Beamer. And so one of the things I'd done before I had my Beamer, I was working on rescue, kind of tripped over some rocks carrying and, helping to carry in a guy. And it wasn't the first time it happened for rescue. So I did it again when I was getting certified. And I felt like I pretty much not going to drop this person. So I'm struggling over the rocks and feeling like I kind of tore something, you know. So anyway, I put my Beamer on it. I feel less and less discomfort from it, but yet it caused me in a way to limp. So then as I'm getting into the 8-minute story, the 8-minute video that's out there and turning people on to that, listening to the doctor, I think it's Diorio. Is that the sports doctor, sports medicine?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
Diorio.
One of the things that he commented on is it helps to improve the scar tissue that you may have from a former trauma. And so I started thinking, you know, I think that's what's going on. So I started working on the stretches. I use the every night. I've been very diligent. I like to use peanut oil to massage into the muscle on L4, so the 8 minutes. I use it on the intensity of 10. So I use my light on that area because I can feel the muscle at that place just a little bulging. And then I take the spot, and I do just a low energy because it's been there a little bit. So I go low, and I do a program one. At night, I take the plus off, and I do that area, and then I do some stretches with it. I go back, and, of course, I'm on the Beamer body anyway and whatever level I'm on. But I take the B-pad, and then I hook my leg up with that, too. But I do several of these, and then I use the heating pad while I'm sitting there watching Schitt's Creek. Sorry. And I was really thinking, oh, I don't know what's going to happen to this. But along with the sleep mode at night, I woke up this morning after doing this for about 2 weeks straight, and I have zero discomfort, and I'm raving. I called my son, who he's one that he wants a Beamer where he is with all of his stress and his job. And I told him he needs one and I have one for him. But, you know, like after all the successes with Beamer, not too many people want to hear it anymore. You know, if they're close to you, because they're like, yeah, I know, Mom, you always have a miracle with Beamer. But I woke up this morning with that one. And then turned a friend on to be listening right now, and she is listening. And when I didn't see anybody in their queue, I said, you know what, I'm going to tell my story, because then you guys could talk about all the things I just said. And I love you, and that's all I have to say amongst 1,000 other testimonials, but I've given mine, and there you go. It's been 3.5 years of Beamer for me. And I wouldn't go anywhere without it. And guess what? I have 2 B-sits. So one can stay someplace and the other one can stay in another place because I just, you know, I like to loan it out, let people understand it. And then people like it because I'll take it away from them and they can't do without it. So there you go.
That's great, Jill. I know you've had great success, too. We've talked about diving, the difference when you do your dives, which I think is interesting, too, right? You just, the recovery and all those good things.
The recovery, but not just that. It almost got to the point where there wasn't a recovery. It was, I definitely am in a Beamer session before I dive, and I know that I have 29% more oxygen going through my blood. So while I'm underwater with partial pressure, and I know that the nitrogen sinks into your body, and I have to get that nitrogen out, depending on how deep I'm going. But when I come back up, there are other divers I see that are worn out. They get back on. They have that look like, you know, they got to recover a little bit. And I don't feel like I have to recover at all. And then I go back down, and I don't get there's another kind of mix of gas called nitrox, gives more oxygen in it. I stopped using nitrox. It's an extra fee. And because while I'm down, I don't really think I'm taking in as much nitrogen as I used to because I'm on a Beamer. I come up and I feel fantastic. And I also have men that can't keep up with me with a tank. And I've had the comment, wow, you're amazing. And that's my opening line to say, hey, you need to get on a Beamer. So I think I'm heading to Oahu next weekend, along because I put them on a month ago. So I use that as an excuse to get back to Hawaii and try to take a Beamer rental with me and leave it behind if I can. Somebody's got to go pick that Beamer up. I guess it better be me. So,
Geraldine and I are here. We'll go to Hawaii.
I'm laughing on that one. I was like, Beamer in the water for underwater and Beamer in the air on the plane.
Yes.
And then Beamer on
Earth. Oh, my gosh. I tell you, I push. The next thing I'm going to do, maybe we need, I've jumped out of a plane, too. My daughter made me do that when she turned 18. And maybe we need to test the Beamer before and after we jump out of a plane.
Yes, you go ahead and do that. You let me know how that works.
Yeah, just call us back and let us know how that works.
I'm interested to hear.
No,
I
think
that
my...
you're a dive master. That's a big accomplishment to achieve that status of dive master. And do you mind me asking around what age you are as far as
you go, girl.
What range you fall in?
You better know. I'll tell my age, but not my weight. I am.
You're tiny. You're tight. She's so skinny. It's the crazy.
I got heavy bones. I swear, I get on the scale and go, oh my God, I have to lose 20 pounds. But if you look at me, you would say, where are you going to take it from? And it's the serious. I just think I weigh more. But no, I'm.
You know what? You want heavy bones. That's very important.
Oh, we do?
That you don't
okay.
Have, you know, holes in the bones. It's very important.
Wait. Let's go back to that testimony, okay? Because that's people can rent this Beamer for the 2 weeks, the month, but I got the two biggest things of my life from buying that Beamer, and I never rented. I trusted. I saw it once. The second time I saw it, I said, this is mine, but I've got to clear some zero APR, put it on my zero APR in 6 months, and it turned out to be 4 because I did law of attraction. I got in 2.5 months and stayed low on 1. I'm not the plan girl. I can't. The energy, I'm an energy girl, so I stayed on 1 very low for 2.5 months. I switched to 2. Intensity on the B body, the discomfort in my joints that actually show on my fingers went off like a light switch. And so that has a name. I'm not saying it, but I'm lucky. I used to think, gosh, if I'd only had a Beamer before, my hands wouldn't look like they do. But that's my testimonial because you can see that I'm not fibbing. The next thing that happened to me within the year to the year and a half was the bone density. And the bone density showed up in a tooth root that my dentist, my cute little dentist, was telling me for 8 years, I need an implant soon, that my tooth root was disappearing.
And I said, you know, I'm going to get a healing. I work in energy. And she would say, well, no healing yet. And I'm like, okay. Well, the year to the year and a half came, and I was biting out of apples and realizing my tooth wasn't loose. It wasn't tingly. And I thought, oh, my gosh. Well, I can't pinpoint a time, but within the year to the year and a half, I went back to my dentist and said, do the x-ray. When she took the x-ray and I told her, I said, this is it. I didn't get the implant, and I said I'd be, you know, taken care of here. She sees it in the x-ray. She measured the amount of density in my tooth that had returned because we got to compare it since she's been my dentist for all these years. Now she's looking at the Beamer. And it's just important to know that you have to be patient. I don't know when I'm going to get more out of this Beamer. It's been 3.5 years. I get miracle after miracle and going, you know, like people ask, you don't wear glasses. No, I don't wear reading glasses. Sometimes I'm on the computer too long and I'll stick a pair of glasses on, but it'll be once every 2 weeks maybe. The Beamer, I beamed up my eyes. I'm just a living young little girl. And I want to stay this way, and I'm never getting off the
Beamer. You're one of those, when they see us coming, they're going to hear us, that Beamer lady, because we have so many testimonials. But I love your passion and your enthusiasm, Jill. You remind me of myself. I'm just as passionate, and so is Geraldyn today, as I ever was. And I came in 2016 and bought my Beamer. And I want to go back to something that you said earlier that I just love. You said the older our age goes, the younger our bodies go. That is so true with Beamer. And I'm really grateful that you called in today and you shared your testimonial with us. And, yeah, keep doing all those good things you're doing out there in diving and jumping out of airplanes, and it's just great to hear when folks call in like you. It gets me super, super excited and reminds me exactly why I'm here and why I do what I do, and I know Geraldyn feels the same way. Geraldyn, we have another caller on the line. We have 530-557.
Yep.
Let's unmute them, 530-557. Welcome to the call today.
Good morning. This is Bridget from California. It seemed like not too many people were coming on the call, so I thought I would jump on. But before I continue with my testimonial, could Jill possibly get my phone number and connect with me? Because I know a dive master that I would love to have her talk with if she'd be willing to do so.
We can certainly reach out and see if she's okay with that and make sure everybody's numbers are exchanged. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. Well, you know,
everybody
is saying, for my testimonial, I got the news back in 2016 that I was going to need hip replacement, which shocked me because I've always taken such good care of my body. But I had had an accident, skiing accident, in when I about, 25 years prior to that, that caught up with me. And I started into a deep dive as to, gosh, how can I possibly avoid having the surgery, et cetera. But in the process, I did have to have it. But then I started to look at ways to optimally recover from the surgery. And then going forward in life, maintaining healthy joints, it really became a big issue for me because my mother, bless her heart, had had joint issues, menopause going on throughout the rest of her life. And I can't tell you, you know, I heal, with my recovery from my surgery, I use zero medications, and I healed beautifully, including the scar aspect of the surgery. I have wonderful mobility, and I just feel, again, younger and younger, and I have such a freedom to be able to go into any endeavor, knowing that I have the Beamer in my life, so that if I push it a little bit, a muscle, a joint, or whatever, I know that I'm going to feel, not going to feel the repercussions of that as I would without the Beamer, because with the blood flow, the body just responds so favorably. And, you know, one of the challenges going on in life is maintaining muscle mass. And without resistance, you're not going to maintain that muscle mass. So I don't feel the fear of pushing it too far. Because I know I have the Beamer, and I will not have that possible discomfort because I pushed it a little too much or put too much strain on a joint because I had the Beamer. It's just so liberating. It's so freeing. You know, talking about movement, and I just wouldn't want to live without my Beamer. And I've had my Beamer for since 2017.
Oh, what a great testimonial. And again, talking about muscle and bone and scar tissue, that, you know, that subject of scar tissue can develop within a very short time, within days after an injury or surgery, and it can continue to develop, but sometimes it doesn't show up for months or even years later. And especially if somebody's had surgery, when you think about the fact that when we're cutting into our skin, we're going through a lot of layers of skin, and you're talking, it's like the epidermis, the subcutaneous fat, the fascia, connective tissue, there's muscles, tendons, ligaments, there's so much that goes into that. And you're right, the fact that Beamer does help with scar tissue and then also with muscle. I've noticed that when I do the least amount of exercise of weight-bearing exercise, not to say the least, but it seems like my muscles tone beautifully. Like I remember in my 20s and 30s when I was weight training a lot and was was a physical fitness trainer, personal trainer, I just would spend hours and hours and hours in the gym trying to get muscle mass developed and following bodybuilder type eating plans and lots of protein and all that. But now I seem to be able at 59 years old, I'll be 59 in May, it seems like my muscle is home a lot faster. I don't know if you ladies have experienced that. I know, Geraldine, you're in the gym a lot. You're there quite often. Are you seeing the same thing?
Yeah, and I think, for sure the strength piece is crazy. When I was younger, like if I would lift a lot, I would just bulk up. But now as I get older, it doesn't matter what you lift. It's like I can't bulk up. But I do know that it's just super, super important on all that stuff. But, yeah, work out all the time, and just the differences are huge. And then also I just want to let you know, Bridget, I did text Joe, and I just text both you guys, and so I connected you guys via text.
Awesome. That was so great. That. Well, yep. Bridget, thank you so much for calling in today. I just love all the enthusiasm and passion we're hearing from folks out in the field today who are either laying on their Beamer or sharing Beamer or whatever you're doing. We really appreciate you. We have another caller on the line. This time we're going to open up the line for area code 859-588-859-588. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what good news do you want to share today? Mm-hmm. 859.
Hi, good morning. Good afternoon. This is Claudia Smith in Lexington, Kentucky.
Hi, Claudia. I'm going to be in Lexington. I'll be teaching the academy there March. What is that date? Just booked
Great.
The ticket, 13th and 14th. Yeah, I look
it
forward
is.
To meeting you.
I'm trying to be there. I think I will for sure. I thought I was going to be someplace else, but I think I'm going to be right there. So thank you. I had an experience this past weekend, and I went to Louisville, and my car had some problems with my brakes, so I had to take a wrecker back. Very nice guy. So we put my car on the wrecker, and we drove back to Lexington. I had another friend with me, so it was a super bumpy ride, and I ride on a cushion anyway from a previous back surgery, so just a hand cushion that just gives me more support. But anyway, so when I got out of the wrecker at home, I kind of slid out. Well, I'm not very tall, so when I slid out, oh my gosh, my back, it just everything just went everywhere, it seemed like. So when you were talking about the B-sit a while ago, my upper back has really been hurting me. So I got on the B-sit, and it's already gone. So that was kind of neat. I didn't even think about the B-sit. I've been using everything else. But, yeah, I just put it on my back, and it just took care of it. But the reason I went to Louisville, there was a gentleman that used to speak at the seminars where I worked for a company out of Wisconsin, and he was there. So when I walked in, I haven't seen him probably for about 10 years. He's from Fort Myers, Florida. And he looked at me, and he said, oh, my goodness, what have you been doing? And he knew I had been working with the Beamer, I guess, for a couple, maybe a year and a half. It'll be 2 years in July. And he just couldn't get over my skin. And I said, well, it's the Beamer. And he said, you're not going to believe this. I've been talking about PEMF systems in my talk. And he said, I am going to plug this for you tomorrow. And he did. So that was neat.
That is neat. I love that you too had a great BSIT testimonial, and I too am asked a lot about my skin. What are you doing for your skin? And I'm not one to go do a lot with my skin. I'm kind of I make my own organic natural soap, and or I'll buy that, or sometimes it's gifted to me, which I love, with essential oils. But other than that, I'm kind of simple there. And I've had several people who I haven't seen in a while mention my skin, but I did want to ask you a quick question. I wanted to ask you about your stress levels, because to be commuting and having a car break down, and then next thing you know, you're on the side of the road and it's on the back of a tow truck.
It was good.
Do you find the Beamer, the stress levels are just, you can just like handle anything?
I noticed that in a month. I was a different person, and I tell people all the time. I really am. Yeah. Yeah.
Every ex-husband I ever had would probably wish right now that they'd known me when I had a Beamer.
But it does make a difference. I don't get stressed like I used to. No, I don't. And that's good.
I sure don't either. I feel like I can handle pretty much anything. And for some reason, I just take a deep breath, and oxygen just is my friend.
Right.
Oh, well,
and God's on my side. I mean, he got me through, you know, a lot. I mean, this was awesome how it just moved so smoothly. But honestly, getting back, it really, my back was a mess. And I've just been real tight. And so I got on the Beamer all day Sunday and then yesterday. And then today it was still a little bit tight. I've been doing a lot of lifting. And so I did have, my friend actually has the BSIT. I don't have it. So she's been letting me use it for clients. So that's worked out well. But I'm looking forward to seeing you in Lexington.
I'm looking forward to meeting you as well. It's going to be a fun weekend. It's always great when we all come together. And thank you so much for calling in today. Really appreciate it. All right. Well, there's a lot of callers. I see you all out there. And, there's a lot of callers on the line, except for they have not press 1 to get into the queue, and we would love you to do that. We have about 10 minutes left in the show, or we can always wrap up early, or you can hear Geraldine and I just yak on about a lot of fun things we have going on. So that's right?
I was thinking of Valentine's Day night.
Oh, my gosh. Valentine's Day, Single Awareness Day, and we always have a good time on Valentine's Day. It's kind of like New Year's Eve, you know, the pros stay home. Right? But we do have, look at the lines now. People are pressing 1. Let's go grab all these calls, and let's get to everybody. Let's open up area code 956607. So glad that you pressed 1.
Hello?
Are you there? Yes, hello.
Hello, this is Malcolm.
Hey, Malcolm.
Can you hear me?
We sure can.
How are you all today?
We're fabulous.
Testimonial. I have an old friend of mine who was a roommate that introduced me to the Beamer just a few weeks back. Unfortunately, it was an occasion I had to go to his mother's funeral, and we got to talking about the Beamer, and he had a little get-together at his house after the services, and he actually allowed me to use the Beamer while I was at the house because we're old friends, and I stayed a lot later than most people did at the house. And I'm a truck driver, and I have had off and on pain in different areas of my body. Just because I hold my leg in the same position, a lot of times when I'm driving, I'll push it up against, there's like a cup holder next to where the foot pedal is, and I'll put my knee against it. And a lot of times it just gets sore from sitting against that. And so I'll try to adjust it, move around, that type of thing. And then also because I'm gripping the wheel all the time, obviously with an 18-wheeler, you kind of have a tendency to do that, and try not to be too relaxed in driving. But I spent 2 days there in town, and Michael Johnson was the gentleman that allowed me to use the Beamer. And through that process of just being there, I did one 8-minute session, and then later on in the evening did another. And I had a swelling in one of my joints on my finger, and been there probably for a good year. And my knuckle was always sore whenever I would clench my fist or something. And then also the pain in the knee. And so after, I think it was the second treatment, the following day was
session.
Back at the house.
Yeah.
Of course,
yes. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Just a little training for people listening on the call right now. We don't use the word pain and we don't use the word treatment. So we love to say discomfort and session, but I'm loving your story because I think there's so many truck drivers who are just like you, Malcolm, right? You must meet people all the time in your situation. I think that's a stressful job. I can't imagine the physical demands, and I have a feeling with just a few sessions, will tell us what happened. But I have a feeling I know where this is going.
Right. So I was just at a house there for, like say, just the 2 days. I went back to the truck that evening, and I came back over the next day so he could explain further, share some videos with me, that type of thing. About how to use it, the different applications. And, you know, I wasn't really thinking about it at the time, but once I got back on the truck, of course, I started thinking about how I wasn't really experiencing anything as far as my physical pain that I had had. And so, yeah, I mean, I didn't have anything wrong with my joint and my leg. You know, on my calves, a lot of times my calves get kind of tight too. From moving my foot up and down on the clutch and that type of thing. And so, yeah, I mean, I just felt so much better. And I bought my Beamer this past week, and it's actually arrived at my house, I think, a couple of days ago. But I was in California at the time, and I was actually able to go by the headquarters there and take a short little tour. I didn't have a lot of time. I was there probably about 20 minutes, and they walked me through, and it was a great experience. And then my Beamer got to the house the same day, and my wife has been using it, and I haven't been back to the house yet, but I'm excited about getting home and actually being able to use it. And I'll probably end up taking it on the truck with me. So that was the whole idea. And one of the reasons
buying your Beamer, because you realize how important it is to keep that circulation going in your body, especially in your profession.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And,
good for you. And I'm glad your wife has it. We've got three more callers on the line waiting. So let's do a quick last word. What do you say, Malcolm? You want to wrap this up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks for everything you guys do. And it's been enjoyable listening to calls. I've been listening in off and on as much as possible. So I just appreciate what you guys are doing. And I'm getting a real good feel for the bigness of the business. I'm excited about our training coming up. We'll be going to Houston. And so I just thank you, ladies.
Awesome. You are welcome. And we are so excited that you're here with us and that you see the big picture. And, Geralyn, that was a great call. I know there's a lot of truckers out there on the road that could really benefit from this. And, wow, Malcolm, that was a very good call. We're so grateful that you called in and so grateful that Michael Johnson shared it with you. He's someone we all think the world of, and we're glad to have heard from you today. What do you think, Geralyn? Move on down the line and open up 910-528. You're live on the air. We're down to 5 minutes. If you could just give us a 90-second. We have two more callers we'd like to get on the line, but welcome to the show today.
Okay, well, you didn't have them there, so it's Jane from Lexington, Kentucky.
Hey, Jane, we got literally a few seconds. Thank you for calling in. I can't wait to see you in Kentucky.
Okay, I had something wrong with my thumb. Tight, sore. I thought, what in the heck is going on? I put the B-spot on it at program 3. It was about 4 hours later. Sometimes you don't even notice, and you're going, oh, I'll be darned. One treatment, and it was fixed.
Yeah, so that's, you know, sometimes we, and by the way, not treatment. We don't do treatments. We give sessions, so thank you for sharing that, because I've had the same thing where something is acute or just causing a lot of discomfort, and as we know, we've got the low and slow, but we also have some higher settings, and eventually our bodies start to teach us which we need, and it becomes, there's an art of beamering your own body. So thank you, Jane, for calling in today, and we're going to move on to 717-656. You are live. Let's hear about a 90-second testimonial so we can get to a few more callers. We're down to 3 minutes.
Hello, this is Lydia from Pennsylvania. I've been on the call before, but I have a few things I could add. I'm the one that had a lot of problems with my, I guess I can say that, varicose veins. And my legs are just, I mean, not lifeless anymore. Yeah, I just have like new legs. But of late, I've noticed that the ringing in the ears, I guess that I can say that, that is almost gone. It's just amazing. Just little things are happening that you were not aware of. All of a sudden you say, oh my, this is not hurting and that's not hurting. And yeah, in this spring, I was redoing our front lawn, and we put in 50 loads of skid loader dirt. And I did that all by myself because I didn't know who to ask, and I couldn't afford a lawn care person. And I'm 72, and, you know, I really did not have any discomfort after I was done with that. So I know the Beamer is doing something. It's been great.
Lydia, that is a wonderful testimony. I always love it when you call in, and I recognize your voice. You do such a great job by sharing what this has been doing for you, and I'm so glad that you are having some relief in all those areas. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm sorry to cut some folks a little short today, but we do have the board lit up. I'm going to go right on over to 805-406. 805-406, you're live on the air. We are down to just a minute and a half or so. Give us something good within about 90 seconds.
Good morning, ladies. This is Jan Hopp from Paso Robles, California. And this grandma This grandma got run over by a pickup about 3.5 years ago. But before that, I'm 80 plus 32 right now. No, I'm 50 plus 32 right now. And I've had my Beamer not quite a year, but in the long run, it really has given me my life back after that crash. And I had been in a terrible car crash when I was 13 years old that killed my mother. So I had been crooked and had back problems. Thank you. My body had been crooked. My back had been crooked all those years up until the time I was 50-something until I got some help with that. And so it's a struggle for me all the time. But just recently, gals, I had something that I had to take antibiotics and a pain reliever for. I got bad drugs. Boy, did I have terrible headaches and nausea and it was just horrible. But let me say, I put the pad on my head, number one, and I got rid of the darn headaches. They did come back, but they were so severe, I can't even tell you how severe they were. Thank you, Beamer, and thank you, Beamer family. I love Blog Talk. Thank you for being on here. I really, really.
Thank you so much. We're down to our cutoff now. We have the show in our ear going, you're down to 90 seconds. I'm sorry, there were a couple more callers we did not get to, but please do call back on Tuesday next week, and we'd love to hear from you. Geraldine, final words for today. What a great call. What a great call.
Yeah.
What a great day.
Yeah,
great show today.
Absolutely. If you have people who want to call in and they can give a compliant testimonial, we're always open to those so that we can save the shows and share with others. And don't forget, everyone, to listen to the national call tomorrow night so that you'll get all the new updates and hear from Albert Boss and George and Chris Veronis.
That's right. So hop on that call tomorrow, and then tomorrow is Whatever Wednesday. We invite you to also tune in for Whatever Wednesday. And Thursday is our horse day. Always great to hear from the equine world. We want everybody to keep going out there, loving on each other, radical compassion, sharing the Beamer and changing lives. And we appreciate that you all came on today. Geraldine, you have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you soon. And goodbye, everybody. Thanks for tuning in today.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.